Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. Many of us are fighting habits and even addictions, and it's in the Christian church. A lot of us know people who are struggling with abuse of our bodies in so many different ways. And with me today is Brother Jim Vargo, who is starting a new... I'm going to let you define, Jim. Bring that microphone up real close, if you would.
There you go.
And I want you to tell us from the beginning what it is that... It's not new, but you're bringing it to our area. What are you doing?
Dick, I was introduced by a friend of mine, Pastor Paul Brumenberg, from Fargo. He's now in Minnesota. Paul worked with addiction AA folks and others for about 20 years, and then he had a heart attack, nearly lost his life, but he came through that and was moved to start what he calls, and I will call it the same, Recovery Worship America. And it's not your traditional church service. He just felt a strong need that people, addicted people, AA people, many of them are angry at church. Many of them do not feel comfortable at church.
They probably left service mad.
Yes, yes.
Frustrated.
And so he felt a need to bring worship to this community and offer something that they would be very comfortable with. It's not the exact outline, but in effect, it starts with everybody's welcome, informal.
Come as you are.
Come as you are. We will be using the Methodist social hall as opposed to the sanctuary. So we will have coffee and refreshments as folks come in.
And let me jump in and say the United Methodist Fellowship Hall in Nokomis.
Yes.
In Nokomis. And when are you going to be starting to have these services?
That's on the 22nd of this month, January, at 2 p.m., Dick.
So in the afternoon at 2 o'clock in an informal section there of the church, starting on January 22nd. Now, what will begin? What will happen if we come into the fellowship
hall? As folks come in, there will be a welcoming and informal introductions and so forth. Folks can get a cup of coffee or tea, light refreshments, and it is set up. We will have a piano, so there will be music, and the worship starts with the serenity prayer, the whole serenity prayer, and this of course captures what we are used to and accepting people where they're at. So it's about healing and hope. We don't have hymns, we have songs. We don't have a sermon, we have a message.
Yes.
And it's all very much based on the love of Jesus Christ and the hope that we have in Jesus.
And I was asking you before when we were not taping here, I'm not familiar with all the 12 steps, but one of them is to find a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, that higher power is Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. And
it's not some imagination or some other religion, some other denomination. It is the person, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Okay. So I feel strongly. When we hear and read and live the scriptures, we have Jesus with us. And at this recovery worship, all of us are walking with Jesus, and Jesus is walking with us.
So for some of these people, you'll be introducing this idea. If they're vaguely on the edge and not really knowing a lot about Jesus, you're not going to go into a lot of theologies.
No,
your point is
no.
to help them find the power of Christ how he provides, after the salvation experience, how he can give us the power to break and change those things that are harmful.
And Dick, one of the important things is the recovery worship community has a chance to share every time they come to this recovery worship. They will talk about their journey. They will talk about where they are. They will talk about the healing that they may need. They will be held up in prayer by those who are gathered together. The message of the day will spring from the scriptures and from what they have shared.
Mm-hmm.
Because each and every one of them, whether you're AA or just a human being, We are all hurting in some fashion.
Now, when you say AA, that, of course, is Alcoholics Anonymous. But
yes.
When you're extending this out to recovery,
right. Anybody.
It may be narcotics. It may
exactly.
be other things, too. There's many different applications.
And, Dick, you and I know the heroin epidemic is killing you as we speak.
Yeah, and the... The meth.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I want to show Christian love, but these people, they need to go to jail forever if they're going to keep making meth, because meth is so addictive, so fast, and it destroys you so quickly.
Yes.
The people are trying to make money on the destruction of human life. God loves them too, but if you're going to be diligently getting financial gain at the major destruction of the human person, they've got to be removed from society.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. the law enforcement side. Mm-hmm. But then you have all these people that are trying to rebuild.
Yes. And it's not only for members of AA or addicted people. It's for their family and friends who feel comfortable here. And I think that's a tremendous gift to be able to come into a community. It's not taking them away from their regular church service. I don't care what
you're meeting on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, I think it's going to strengthen other faith traditions.
Uh-huh.
And that's the message. We are all in this together. Those walls that we pray behind figuratively come down.
Yes.
And we're part of a larger community.
Well, as we begin a new year, everyone thinks New Year's resolutions, which 99% get broke, but you're bringing an idea of using the power of how God works in our being, our person, our the fact that we're humans and we can chemically be addicted to certain things, mentally be addicted mm-hmm. to certain things, and you're going to work through that to find the strength.
Yeah, and Dick, the powerful thing is not my word or your word. It's the word of Scripture. It's the word of these ancient words that have come down through thousands of years, long before they were written in whatever language, whether it's Greek, Hebrew, whatever. It was verbal. It was around the fireplace. It was at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Dick, I'm a firm believer that the first church is the home. The first school is the home. The first hospital is the home.
Mm-hmm.
And if this... Not if, when people experience Recovery Worship America, it's like home. And when they go home, they bring a part of another home, the basis of their faith, the Scriptures, the Word of Jesus.
Brother Jim, how can people find out more information about this? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? What's the best way?
I'll give you my number.
Yes.
It's 314-614-6039. I don't have a website yet. This is very new for this part of the country.
Okay.
And we're going to take it every step of the way. We're journeying with Jesus. It's like after Jesus arose from the dead, he's walking on that street road, and two of his friends, they didn't know it was Jesus, and they got talking. Didn't you hear about? And
weren't our hearts warmed?
Yeah, and then when they got to the home, they yes. went in at the table, and their eyes were open. So when they come to Recovery Worship America, they're coming to the table, and Jesus will be there. Now, that table has many, many wonderful tidbits that will inspire, that will help heal. Again, Dick, it's not my word. Yeah. It's the word of Jesus.
Well, I think a reason a lot of Christians fail to stop activities, habits, whatever that we have, is that we fail to realize we have the power to change.
Yes.
And that power to change is partially in us as humans, although that doesn't go very far, but it is fully within our power as Christians with the access of the power of Christ through the Holy Spirit.
Dick, I am so excited, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to share across the airwaves. And we are moved by the power of God. I'm a firm believer, if we can say please and thank you and love the words that Jesus gave us and live that life, we will be happy.
Mm.
Not unchallenged, but full of joy.
Recovery Worship America, bringing Christian worship to the 12-step community, will be starting at the United Methodist Fellowship Hall in Nokomis, at 220 South Cedar, and starting Sunday, January the 22nd at 2 p.m., Brother Jim Vargo will be leading, facilitating the service. Service is a word you don't want to use.
The worship time.
Yes. And it will be based on the scriptures and using 12 steps and finding how not just any higher power, but the only capital H higher power, Lord Jesus Christ, can be a part of people's lives.
And if I may say this, Nick, I am blessed to be able to serve as the pastor to St. Matthew's in Fillmore and Mount Zion in Raymond on the Nokomis Road. And I thank God for those opportunities to be part of these communities.
Yes, okay,
and very thank
good.
You.
Thanks for being with us, and I hope to hear good things about this. Again, if you want more information, call Brother Jim Vargo at 314-614-6039. Pastor Brother Jim, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Dick. Bye
and
now.
To our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.